About e-bikes. A lot of them are really electric motorbikes. They keep on getting imported even if you can't drive them on the road, on a public road. Why are they imported? Peter Burke joins us. He heads up the national cycling group We Ride. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning, Raf. Thank you for having me this morning.
Why do they keep on getting imported?
It's back in about 2021, e-bikes were covered under what was called the Motor Vehicle Standards Act. Then the federal government made a change. They removed them from that act. Prior to that, you had to prove that the bike met the Australian standard, or EN 15194, which is the European standard, which we adopted. So you had to prove that they had quality electrics, quality battery. You had to prove that they met the speed restrictions, the anti-tampering clauses. And the federal government, in their wisdom, withdrew that from the act. And now it sort of pushed it down to the states to manage. And so we now have a situation where it's much easier to import products that is poorer quality and doesn't meet the standard.
Sorry, what year was that when the import restriction was lifted?
January 21.
January 21. Why did they remove it?
That's a really interesting question. We're not actually sure of the answer. There was a review of the Motor Vehicle Standards Act, which became the Road Vehicle Standards Act. They didn't actually talk to the bike industry, so we would have said it was a silly idea, but we think it was, they say it's to simplify the definition on an e-bike, but effectively what it's done is it's made it easier and removed controls on what can come into the country.
So I think a lot of those bikes are the ones ridden by the food delivery drivers. I don't want to target them, but they are clearly a lot of them riding bikes that don't meet the legal standard for a public road. Peter, how hard would it be to reintroduce that standard?
Well, it's a bureaucratic process, and what we're looking for is federal leadership. We certainly need the minister to step up. We know that all the states are doing a lot of work, and whether it's Victoria or any other state, there's now 4 parliamentary inquiries, but we really need the federal minister to say, well, this is a problem across the country. We know this. This is something we can do act on, and, it would be the federal minister for transport that would be responsible for that.
Do you know what the federal government response is at the moment to that idea of reintroducing that tougher standard?
We've been pushing for this the last time for at least 12 months. At this point, they haven't been keen or supportive, but we're aware that the Queensland Minister for Transport has certainly contacted their federal equivalent.
Well, I think the Victorian one has as well.
The Victorian and the New South Wales ministers certainly put forward that letter about 2 weeks ago. We know the WA Minister for Transport, coming out of their parliamentary inquiry, is certainly interested in this with federal leadership. So I believe that there is a groundswell. They haven't been keen at this point, but I believe because of every state is now pushing in the same direction, I believe they'll get to a point where they have to act in some manner.
We will see, Peter. Thank you for keeping us up to date. Peter Burke there from the national cycling group We Ride, so representing the people who ride. Just on the PVS...